弟兄姐妹们早晨好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们开始的时候先来读一处经文。
Let us begin by reading a passage of the scriptures.
早晨我们要读这处经文是在马太福音的第七章，我们从24节到27节。
The scripture passage that we're going to be reading is from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27.
我请弟兄姐妹们如果读中文的可以和我一起来读。
If you are reading from the Chinese Bible, follow along.
然后之后呢我们请读英文的和维提弟兄一起来读。
And then we will read in English.
马太福音第七章24到27节。所以凡听见我的话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我的话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌的很大。好，英文。
Matthew chapter 7 verses 24 through 27. Therefore everyone who hears these words of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who builtHis house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash.
我们再有些祷告。
Let's have one more word of prayer.
主，我们实在是像诗歌所唱的，怀着一个感恩的赞美的心来到你的面前。
Just like this hymn that we have sung, that we come with a grateful heart.
我们愿你在我们中间得着高举。
We pray that you be exalted.
愿你在我们中间伟大。
And may you be great in amongst us.
主啊，早晨我们把下面的时间都交在你的手中。
This morning we'd like to commit the following time into your hand.
请你借着血来洁净你的器皿。
May your blood cleanse your vessels.
让我们都能够一同来听见你的话。
So that we can hear your words.
求圣灵越过人的软弱，亲自把你的话解开在我们中间。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will pass our weaknesses so that it will reveal your words.
我们盼望着我们的生命建造在这磐石之上。
We pray that our life will be built on this rock.
能够经得起火的考验。
Can stand the test of fire.
盼望着我们见你面的日子能够是欢欢喜喜的。
So that we may see you face to face joyfully.
主，早晨我们求你来恩待我们。
Lord, be gracious to us.
解开你自己的话语。
And reveal your word to us.
我们正在祷告祈求，奉过主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们刚刚读到这段经文，是弟兄姐妹们非常熟悉的一段经文。
The passage we just read is very familiar to everyone.
我们知道马太福音的第五章、第六章和第七章。
We know the three chapters, Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
是主耶稣基督在山上非常重要的教训。
That's a very important lessons taught by Jesus on the mount.
通常被称为是登山宝训或者是天国的宪章。
And oftentimes we call it the beatitude or the heaven's charter.
到了第七章结束的时候。
Toward the end of chapter 7.
就是我们刚才读到这段经文。
And that's the passage that we just read.
主把我们带到一个实行的层面上。
And the Lord put us in a practical situation.
主耶稣基督在这里边设了一个比喻。
And Jesus was given a parable.
是关乎于建造房子的比喻。
Has to do with building a house.
他讲到这里边有两种根基。
And he talked about two kinds of foundations.
一个是磐石，一个是沙土流沙。
And one foundation is a rock, the other one is a sand.
有两种不同的人在这不同的根基上同样做建造的工作。
And there are two kinds of people building on these two different kinds of foundations.
主耶稣基督在这里边所指的房子就是我们的生命。
And the house in this parable means our life.
这两个不同的建造从外边上看好像都差不多。
For outwardly, these the two buildings, they look about the same.
但是它最后的结果就是完全不一样。
But their results are completely different.
一个呢就是总不倒塌。
One is that stand very firmly.
一个是倒塌的很大。
And the other one is the fall with a big crash.
主耶稣基督在这里边告诉我们说，凡听见他话去行的人，就好像是一个聪明人。
And Jesus said that if one hears his words and put them into practice, is a wise man.
他就是把这个房子建造在磐石上。
He's the one who built the house on the rock.
那些听见主的话却没有去行的人，好像是一个愚拙的人。
But then the ones that who hear his word but do not put them into practice is foolish.
他把房子建造在沙土之上。
Because they built the house on the sand.
我们看见这两者都听见了神的话。
We see that both kind of people heard Jesus' word.
不是说一个听见了，另外一个没有听见。
It's not that one hears his word and the other one did not.
但是在 这里边的区别是什么呢？
But what's the difference?
区别是单单听见并不是够的。
And the thing is that merely hearing is not enough.
所以主耶稣基督是把我们带到那个实行的层面上。
So Jesus bring us to a point that we have to put them into practice.
他告诉我们说听见了又去实行的人好像是聪明的人。
Because he said that one who hears and put them into practice is a wise man.
他把房子盖在磐石之上。
Because he builds the house on the rock.
听见了却没有去实行的人好像是一个无知的人，愚拙的人。
And the one who hears but do not put them into practice is foolish.
把房子盖在沙土之上。
Because he builds the house on sand.
有一天我们个人的工程都要经过检验。
One day our own work will be revealed.
有时候这个检验可能来得比我们想象的还快。
Would be examined, and sometimes this examination seems is greater than what we thought.
我们知道我们最后都要通过那个最后的检验。
We know that we all have to pass the final examination.
但是在我们的生活当中，神也要不时的在检验我们。
But in our daily lives, God continues to examine our lives.
我们的工程，我们生命的建造。
The building of our life.
能不能通过这个检验？
Whether can pass this exam.
在乎于我们是建造在什么样的根基之上。
It really depends on what kind of foundation upon which we built.
所以主在这里边是告诉我们说要实行他的话。
So Jesus said that you have to put my words into practice.
雅各在他的书信里边一章22到24节里边告诉我们说，我们不要只能够听到，我们也要行道。
And James tells us that we do not merely hear the words, we have to put them into practice.
我们实在是感谢主，他在一生当中总是在提醒他的儿女。
We thank the Lord because he continues to remind us, his children.
到了马太福音第25章的时候，
In Matthew chapter 25,
主仍然用这样的一个原则来提醒我们。
He continues to use the same principle to remind us.
他那里边告诉我们说有十个童女。
And he talked about there are 10maidens.
其中有五个是聪明的。
And five of them were wise.
他们不但有灯也预备了油。
Not only they have the lamp, but also they have prepared oil.
有五个是愚拙的。
But the other five were foolish.
他们虽然有灯但是没有预备油。
Even though they had the lamps, but they did not prepare oil.
但是那个时候天国已经在门口。
But at that time, heaven is at the door.
我们知道那是一个何等大的提醒。
We know that is a great reminder.
但是每当我们读到那个故事的时候，我们心里边是不是有一个深深的惧怕？
Whenever we read this passage, the story, do we have fear in our hearts?
那五个愚拙的童女，当他们去找油的时候，已经来不及了。
And it was too late for the five maidens to seek oil.
因为审判已经开始了。
Because judgment is already begun.
主说他的门已经关上。
And Jesus said the door is already closed.
我们非常感谢主，主在我们的人生当中，他常常在提醒我们。
We thank the Lord for giving us all kinds of reminders through our lives.
所以在马太福音第五六七章的时候，他就在提醒我们这件重要的事情。
So in Matthew chapters 5, 6 and 7, he reminds us of these things.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们不知道在地上的时间还有多少。
Dear brothers and sisters, we don't know how much more time we have on earth.
但我们要趁着还有今天。
but we at least we have today.
我们趁着我们还有机会。
So we still have a chance.
要把我们生命的根基建造在那磐石之上。
We have to make sure that we build our life on the solid rock as foundation.
所以今天早晨我的负担是和弟兄姐妹们交通这样一个非常重要的一个题目。
So this morning, my burden is to share with you this very important topic.
是关乎生命根基的问题。
It has to do with life's foundation.
当我在思想的时候，我觉得这些话还主要是对我自己讲。
As I was meditating upon the subject, I felt that this is talking to me, myself.
我觉得我是最应该被提醒的。
I feel that I am the one who needs to be reminded the most.
也盼望着我们弟兄姐妹们一同共勉。
And I hope to encourage brothers and sisters at the same time.
那什么是根基呢？
What is a foundation?
根基就是一个能够承受重量的一个基础。
A foundation is the basis to shoulder a heavy load.
它能够使它在上边能够有美好的建造。
And upon which a building can be built well.
它关乎到这个建筑物是否能够存留还是毁坏。
It has to do whether this building can stay, can remain, or will crush.
那当然主耶稣基督在这里边所讲到的是关乎我们生命。
Of course, Jesus was using this parable to talk about our life.
是能够存留还是毁坏。
Whether our life can stay and remain or will come down, fall with a big crash.
我们都知道任何的建筑物都是需要有根基的。
We know all buildings need foundations.
那根基建筑物越大它的根基就需要越深。
The bigger the building, the deeper the foundation has to be.
很多的建筑物它的根基需要打在那个磐石之上。
Many buildings' foundation needs to be built on a solid rock.
那我们知道，如果我们去看西雅图 downtown 这些很高的建筑物
，If we look at the skyscrapers in downtown Seattle,
那它的建筑物的根基虽然我们看不见，都是打在那个磐石之上。
Even though we could not see these buildings' foundations, but all of them were built on the solid rock.
有的时候，那个挖土挖不到那么深的地方。
But sometimes you cannot go down enough.
所以就要用这个地质工程上的一种就是打个桩。
So you have to put in these shafts.
大概都是三尺到五尺这样直径的一直打到这个桩一直打到那个磐石之上。
And these shafts are so big, it's about 3 to 5 feet in diameter, and it has to go down as deep as hitting the rock.
并且有这每个建筑底下都有许多这样的桩。
And each building has many of these shafts.
甚至包括高速公路都是一样的。
Including some highways.
如果我们路过 downtown 西雅图，我们有时候观察那个高速公路是两边南北走向那个高度是不一样的。
Sometimes when you go through downtown Seattle, you see that the northbound and southbound highway, their elevations are different.
你看见高的那边呢，就会有很多桩，还有一部分是露在地上。
So under the higher highway, you will see there are many shafts or posts above the ground.
虽然这些根基好像是看不见的。
So even though the foundation cannot be seen, sometimes they are invisible.
但是这是非常非常重要。
But they are so critical.
不仅建筑是这样子。
Not only for buildings.
植物也是一样的。
Plants are the same.
那如果我们有种菜种地的经验的弟兄姐妹们都知道。
If you like to do gardening, you would know you have this experience.
如果一个植物它的根能够扎得更深，能够更壮，它一定能够长得好。
If a plant's root can go very deep, then the plant will grow very well.
据说有一种竹子，它头几年的上面长得很慢。
I have heard that there's a kind of bamboo. In the first few years, the bamboo itself doesn't seem to be growing fast.
但是它底下呢却没有停止的生长。
But its roots keep growing.
等到过几年之后呢，它的根已经扎得很深，然后上边可以飞快的成长。
After a few years, the roots are solid. It's very deep, and then the bamboo can grow outwardly. Above the ground very fast.
那建筑是这样，植物是这样，我们的生命呢？
The building is like this, plants are like this, our life is the same.
我们的生命是要建在什么样的根基之上？
What kind of foundation are we building our lives?
是建立在这个世界之上吗？
Are we building our lives upon this world?
我们知道这个世界有许多吸引我们的地方。
有什么？
吸引我们。
Oh, we know that there are many attractions in this world.
有声望、财、名利、地位，所有的这些我们都知道。
The fame, success, riches, all these we are very familiar with.
我们感谢神，他给我们时间在地上。
We thank the Lord for putting us on this earth.
并且在这所有的这些事情上，神的心意是要祝福我们。
And in all these things, God's will is to bless us.
但是他不是让我们的目光的焦距定睛在这些。
But he doesn't want us to focus on these things.
不是把我们生命的根基建立在这些流沙之上。
And he doesn't want us to build our life upon this kind of foundation.
我们的生命的根基需要建立在磐石上。
Our life's foundation has to be the solid rock.
因为这节经文告诉我们说，那个雨淋、风吹和水冲是一定会淋到的。
Because this passage of scripture tells us that the rain will come and the streams will rise and the wind will blow and beat on the house. It will sure come.
主耶稣在这里边不是说假如有一天这些淋到你们的时候。
Jesus didn't say that if when this comes.
乃是说这些一定会淋到。
He says these things will happen to us.
不仅建造在磐石之上的要经历这些。
So those, the houses that are built on the solid rock will experience these challenges.
建立在沙土之上的同样也要经历这些。
The houses, which are built on sand will experience the same thing in the same way.
所以不仅我们的不论我们的根基，我们的建筑是建在什么样的根基之上。
No matter what kind of foundation we build our building, or our life.
这些考验都是要临到。
All these tests will come upon us.
但是它所产生的结果其实完全不同。
But they result in different ways.
我们非常感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他在地上的时候就告诉我们说，学生不能够大过先生，大过老师的。
He told us that the student is no greater than, no better than his teacher.
他在地上也为我们经历了所有这些。
He has experienced all the things that we have to experience.
有人告诉我们说呢，这个雨淋、水冲和风吹好像是代表从上边来的试炼，还有从底下来撒旦的工作，还有从周围来环境的工作。
Some people use this parable and interpret this way that, the rain came down is like the challenge from above. And, the streams rose is like circumstances around us, and also the wind will blow and beat on the house is just like the attack from the enemy from below.
我们生活在一个罪恶的世界当中。
We live in a very sinful world.
我们自己呢又是属肉体的。
And we are of the flesh.
所以遇见这些难处，遇见这些考验是一定的。
So we for sure will encounter all these difficulties and challenges.
但是我们能不能通过这些考验？
Whether we can pass these tests.
我们能不能的建造能够存留？
Whether our building can remain.
还是我们所建的工程完全的倒塌？
Or what we build will crumble.
它唯一的区别是你的根基建造在什么上。
The only difference is the foundation upon which you built.
我们在座的如果有一些年龄的弟兄姐妹们还记得在2005年。
Some of you may remember in 2005.
在美国南部在路易斯安那州那边有一次飓风。
And there was a hurricane, in Louisiana.
它的名字叫 Katrina.
And the name of the hurricane is, was Katrina.
这个 Katrina 呢在新奥尔良市引起了一场美国历史上非常大的洪水。
And this Hurricane Katrina brought a great flood to the city of New Orleans.
是美国历史上最严重的水灾之一。
The flooding was one of the greatest in US history.
一夜之间就有1000多个生命消失了。
And more than 1,000 people's lives were lost overnight.
浸泡在洪水之中。
And they were drunk.
我们知道这个新奥尔良市是一个地势非常低洼的地方。
We know that the city of New Orleans is in a very low, lying, place.
它三面环水。
The city of New Orleans is, was surrounded by a water, in, three directions.
密西西比河从它的西边流过。
The Mississippi River, runs through the west side of the city.
南边呢就是墨西哥湾。
And to the south is the Gulf of Mexico.
在它的东边有一个非常大的湖叫 Lake Pontchartrain.
Lake Pontchartrain lies on its east.
好像比我们华盛顿这个湖还 大好多。
It's much greater than Lake Washington.
然后这三个水呢它们的水面都比新奥尔良市的地面高。
And the water levels of these three bodies of water are above the city of New Orleans.
所以这些防洪堤、防洪坝、防洪墙就成了新奥尔良市的生命线。
And the lifeline for the city of New Orleans, resides in the levees, surrounding, its city boundaries.
2005年那一次飓风当中。
And when, in 2005, when the hurricane came,
因着风吹雨淋和雨和这个水打。
And because the rain, because the water level rising, because the wind.
密西西比河上面的一个防洪墙倒塌了。
And the levees along the Mississippi River, crumbled.
那个水位应该比城市里边高出十几尺，所以有大水就倾泻到这个城里。
The water level is more than a dozen feet above the city.
因为这个城市它是非常低洼，所以自然排水很少。
Because the city is in a low-lying area,So the drainage system was not good enough.
所以所有的水都要用水泵把它泵出去。
So they have to use a lot of huge pumps to pump the water.
所以呢整个城市一夜之间就淹灭在洪水当中。
The entire city was flooded overnight.
后来我们去考察那个这个到底是发生了什么事情。
And later on when they started the investigation,
我们看见那片防洪墙
We see the levee.
那个 flood wall.、
啊、
the flood wall.、
Yeah. Flood.
Yeah. 那个防洪墙是非常坚固的。
The flood wall, was very strongly built.
它大概有三尺宽这么大钢筋水泥建造非常坚固。
It was built, with concrete and, with a thickness about 3 feet.
但是有一段它的根基没有不够深。
But one section of the flood wall, the foundation was not deep enough.
所以整个墙都倒塌了。
So the whole, wall, fell apart.
那个墙还是完好的。
The wall itself was still intact.
但是因为它的根基不稳所以它整个倒塌。
Because its foundation was not firm enough, so the whole wall fell down.
引发了非常巨大的灾难。
It caused a great disaster.
我们人生也是这样。
Same thing with our life.
有一天如果我们的生命没有建造在这个磐石之上
One day, if our life was not built on the solid rock,
当考验来的时候也是要倒塌的
When trial comes, it will fall.
哥林多前书三章告诉我们说神主耶稣基督就是我们的根基
First Corinthians chapter 3 tells us that Jesus Christ is our foundation.
除他以外再没有别的根基了。
There's no other foundation than Jesus.
但是保罗在那边也提醒我们在这上面的建造是要经过火的考验。
Paul here reminds us that the building has to go through tests, through fire.
要检验出什么是金银宝石什么是草木和血。
And it tests whether the building material was gold, silver, and precious stones, or wood, hay, and stubble.
我相信在这个建造方面有许许多多的方面我们是可以交通的。
Oh, I think we can share a lot of things about building or construction.
但是今天早晨我愿意呢和弟兄姐妹们特别是和年轻的弟兄姐妹们我们就这三个非常基本的点有一点交通。
So, this morning I just like to share 3 points about building.
第一呢就是救恩的确据。
Number one is the assurance of salvation.
我们的救恩是不是建立在主耶稣基督十字架的工作上
whether our salvation is built upon the work of Christ on the cross.
第二个是神的话语,
and the second aspect is that God's word is the bread of our life.
是唯一不变的真理,
and is the only unchanging truth.
第三个是我们有一个隐藏的,
and the third is a hidden inner life within the veil.
我们知道我们的得救是本乎恩也因着信。
We know that we are saved by grace and through faith.
是完全是神的恩典。
It's totally God's grace.
他要求我们的只是简单的信心。
And all he requires of us is a simple faith.
神在得救的事情上他没有要我们做什么。
And upon the work of salvation, God did not demand us for anything.
而且我相信我们也完全没有办法能做什么。
Of course, I believe that there's nothing we can do to earn the salvation.
因为这件事情太浩大。
Because this is such a great task.
因为这个工作太圣洁。
And because this work is so holy.
你我们的手一参与之后就毁坏了神的工作。
And as soon as our hands touch this work, it would ruin God's work.
所以神只允许他的儿子, 只有他。
So God allowed His Son, only His Son, to accomplish this task. Because it demands so great.
他要求圣洁和公义的标准。
It requires holiness and righteousness.
我们没有一个人的好行为能够满足的。
None of our good deeds can satisfy this.
我们的好行为，神说在他公义圣洁的标准面前。 看着不过是破烂的衣服一样。
And our good deeds are like broken rags in the face of his righteousness and holiness.
每次我们交通的这个时候我们都要需要有一点特别的提醒。
So every time we share this on this point, we need to be reminded.
不是我们的行为不重要。
It's not that our deeds are not important.
我们在地上的生活行为是神的见证。
Because how we live is a testimony of God. In God's eye, this is very, very important. But our good deeds can never be the thing that will satisfy or meet the requirement of salvation.
不是说我们做得好了，我们好像达到一个标准，我们可以得救了，永远不会这样。
It's not that when we do good deeds, we can qualify, we can meet certain standards, and then be saved.
在我们得救之后，神要我们的生命要建到这个磐石上。
After we are saved, God wants us to build our life on the solid rock.
要建造在十字架的根基之上。
And build on the foundation of the work of cross.
这个和我们对罪的认识是非常有关系的。
This has a lot to do with how we see our sin.
我们在神面前对付罪是要非常认真的。
As we deal with sin, we have to be very serious.
每次在我们, 给弟兄姐妹们受浸之前,
before every baptismal service,
我们都要特别提醒弟兄姐妹们。
We like to remind the brothers and sisters to be baptized.
这些天要在主面前好好祷告，如果圣灵光照你有什么罪，要在他面前好好认罪。
Now before the baptism, you should examine yourself, your heart, whether you have anything, anything that's against the Lord.
但是不，这个不仅仅是那一次。
But you don't do this only once at that time.
乃是在我们的生活当中常常需要被提醒。
It's in our daily life, we need to be reminded time and again.
我们有的时候，我们的那个来到神面前认罪这个心，没有一个忧伤痛悔的泪。
A lot of times when we come and confess our sins, sometimes we do it without sorrowful heart or sadness.
我们可能会说，主啊，你的血已经洗净了过去、现在和将来所有的罪。
We may just claim that all my past, current and future sins are covered by your blood.
这个从属灵的原则真理上是对的。
Of course, from the, theoretically, this is true.
他的血的确可以洗净我们过去、现在、将来所有的罪。
His blood does and can wash our sins away, whether it was in the past or present or future.
但是神告诉我们说呢，我们若认自己的罪，他不轻看那个忧伤痛悔的灵。
But God God told us that if we confess our sins, He looked upon with favor our contrite heart.
他需要我们认真地来到面前，来到他的面前，在圣灵的光照当中对付每一个罪。
He wants us to come before Him seriously and to be enlightened by the Holy Spirit.
我们要来到审判台前，常常审查我们自己。
We need to come to before the judgment seat and examine ourselves often.
不为我们自己找借口。
And try not to find excuses for ourselves.
我们的灵就我们的魂就可以得救。
And our souls may be saved.
彼得告诉我们说这是魂的救恩，就是让我们在神面前能够有一个忧伤痛悔的心。
Yeah, so to have a contrite heart before the Lord, Peter tells us this is the salvation for our soul.
只有当我们魂得救的时候。
Only when our soul is saved,
我们灵的生命才能长大。
Then our spirit can grow.
因为我们信主之前都已经习惯了我们魂做主的生活。
Because we got so used to let our soul to control our life.
神要在我们里面做这个破碎的工作。
Before we were saved, but God wants to do the destruction of our soul.
当我们认真在他面前对付罪，我们自己被破碎的时候。
When we are dealing with our soul and have it broken,
我们里边的灵才能够活出来。
And then our spiritual life can come alive.
我相信弟兄姐妹们都有这样的经历。
I believe that all of you share this kind of experience.
我们信主之前都觉得自己是好人。
We all, before we become a Christian, we all believe we were a good person.
我们信主的时候呢，基本上承认我们是罪，但是好的是承认多一点。多数的时候是好像勉强地承认我们是罪人。
So when we become Christian, we admit that we are a sinner, and some are better than others in admitting more sins.
信主之后，圣灵就在开启我们。
After we become a Christian, Holy Spirit reveals to us.
他光照我们，让我们看见我们里边的每一个罪。
The Holy Spirit enlightens us.To help us see every single sin in our lives.
把我们过去所有的都要显明出来。
And Holy Spirit reveals all the sins from our past.
如果我们认真地来到神面前的话，他一定要做这样的工作。
If we come before the Lord seriously, He will really do this work.
我觉得我自己在属灵的成长上是比较慢的。
I feel that my spiritual growth has been slow.
我这样的一个经历是在信主之后大概一两年之后才有。
After I became a Christian a couple years later that I had this experience.
有一段时间圣灵在我里边做光照的工作。
One period of time, the Holy Spirit was enlightening me.
好像以前我认为不是罪的或者是忘记所有那些罪都显明出来。
Some of the things that I didn't think they were sinful,Holy Spirit revealed all of them to me.
是我看见我真是一个罪人。
And I help us to see I am truly a sinful man.
我就开始里边有一个自责或者是一个怀疑。
So I have this self-blame or self-doubt.
说主啊，这样一位圣洁的神，你真的要来救我这样的罪人吗？
So I said that, Lord, you are such a holy God. Is it real that you want to save me such a sinner?
这样圣洁伟大的主要为我死在十字架上。
The holy and great God is willing to die for my sins on the cross.
每一次圣灵都把我带到十字架的地下。
Every time this happens, the Holy Spirit will bring me before the cross.
让我看见在各个他山顶上。
Help me to see on the Mount of Calvary, Golgotha.
那个血迹斑斑的十字架。
The blood-stained cross.
我救主。
My Savior.
在上边为我被挂。
And my Savior was hung on the cross for me.
他满足了神所有圣洁和公义的要求。
And he satisfied the demand of God's holiness and righteousness.
我们救恩的确据要建立在 主耶稣基督在十字架上的工作。
So the assurance of salvation has to be built on Jesus Christ and His cross.
像早晨弟兄带领我们所唱的那首诗歌一样。
Like the hymn that we sang this morning.
我不敢靠最好的名点。我不敢靠最好的名点。
I will not depend on the best 恩典是吧？
恩典
grace, the best grace, I will not depend.
基督耶稣的十字架是我们救恩的唯一的确据。
And the cross of Christ is the only assurance of our salvation.
后来我才发现其实可能很多弟兄姐妹都有这样的经历。
So later I discovered that many brothers and sisters have similar experiences.
我们弟兄姐妹们都非常喜欢的一首诗歌187首叫做惊人恩典。
Many of us love the hymn Amazing Grace.
那是牛顿弟兄所写的。
And this song was written by Brother Newton.
牛顿弟兄在第一节里边就说这个恩典是何等的惊人。
And in stanza, the first stanza it says that this grace is so amazing.
来救无赖如我。
And to save a wretch like me.
他看见了自己是罪人。
He saw he was a sinner.
第二节他告诉我们说呢恩典教导我畏惧。
And the second stanza says that this grace taught me the fear.
当我们真正认识到自己罪人的时候我们里边会产生畏惧。
When we really realize that we are sinner, there is a fear in us.
然后牛顿弟兄说恩典又将畏惧除掉。
Then Brother Newton said in the second stanza, says the fear was relieved.
是因为恩典把我们带到十字架的面前。
Because this grace brings us to the cross.
让我们看见这是主耶稣基督所成就的。
Help us to see that it was Christ who fulfilled
salvation.
And he is the assurance of our salvation, also the foundation of our life.
当我们读《天路历程》这本书的时候，也会有同样的一个感觉。
We feel the same way when we read the book, Pilgrim's Progress.
我们发现那个天路客，他已经得救了，但是他身上那个重重的包袱还一直背着。
We see in the story that the pilgrim, even though he was saved, but he was still carrying his own heavy burden.
直到有一天他来到了十字架的底下那个包袱才脱落。
Until one day he came upon the cross and he shed the load from his shoulder.
他在十字架底下找到了那个救恩的确据。
Under the cross, he found the assurance of his salvation.
这是我们信仰的根基。
This is the foundation of our belief, our faith.
如果我们靠自己的时候，我们都会动摇的。
If we depend on ourselves, we cannot stand firm.
但是主耶稣基督在十字架上所为我们所成就的工作。
But all the work is what he has accomplished on the cross for us.
是仇敌不能够动摇的。
And it's not something can be shaken by the enemy.
是环境不能够动摇的。
Cannot be shaken by circumstances.
是我们自己的旧我和败坏不能够动摇的。
Neither can be shaken by our old self and corruption.
愿我们能够常常来到圣灵的光中。
Let us come often into the light from the Holy Spirit.
在他面前认真的认罪悔改。
And seriously look upon our sins and repent.
愿圣灵常常把我们带到十字架的底下。
May the Holy Spirit bring us to the cross often.
让我们能够建立在耶稣基督所成就的根基之上。
Let's build our life upon this foundation, which was Christ, which is Christ.
第二点我要交通的就是神的话语是我们生命的粮食。
The second thing I want to share with you is God's word is the bread of life.
我们都知道我们的这个身体要吃。
We know our physical body needs food.
我们属灵的生命也是一样。
Same thing with our spiritual life.
要吃。
We need to eat.
否则我们就没有办法长大。
Otherwise we cannot grow up.
神的话语是我们生命的粮食。
God's word is the bread of life.
是真理，是一个永恒不变的真理。
It's truth, eternal truth and unchanging truth.
我们生活在一个非常动荡的时代当中。
Because we live in such a tumultuous world.
放眼望去，我们找不到任何的真理的。
As we look around, we cannot find truth anywhere.
我们也找不到任何不变的东西。
And we cannot find anything that's unchanging.
但是感谢神，他赐给我们圣经。
But we praise the Lord for having given us the Bible.
他的话是永恒不变的真理。
And his word never changes.
他的话也是活的。
Also, his word is a living word.
他的话是无限的。
His word is infinite.
无限就是代表我们这个有限的头脑永远也不能够完全的明白。
Bible being infinite cannot be comprehended completely with our finite mind.
所以每次读都是新鲜的。
So every time we read the Bible, it's so fresh to us.
所以有人说圣经是一本熟读人的新书。
这是熟读人的新书。你再另外说一次。
是一本熟读人的新书。
读我们是吧？
那圣经呀。
Yeah. The Bible is a book that will read us. 是这个意思吗？
It's a new book for people.
A Bible is a new book every time we open it.
因为它是无限的。
Because it is infinite.
它也是活的。
And also it is a living word.
是可以用在我们生活当中的。
And can be applied in our daily life.
主耶稣基督那个在福音书里面告诉我们说人家打你的左脸把右脸也给他打。
Jesus said in the Beatitude that if somebody slaps you, you turn your face and let him slap the other side.
有的时候我们非常不能够明白这到底是在做什么呢？
We sometimes wonder what is he saying, what is he doing?
乃是告诉我们心里边的事情。
He talks, give us a lesson about our heart.
当我一开始读到这个经文的时候，我也觉得这个不大清楚在讲什么，好像也没办法实现。
When I read this passage the first time, I just said this is impossible to do.
有一次，那我们还是来到西雅图之前，在另外一个州生活的时候。
Before we moved to Seattle.
有一次，加州有些弟兄姐妹们到我们那个校园里面去传福音。
And there were brothers and sisters from California who came to our city to share the gospel on campus.
那白天我们就去敲门发这个福音单张。
And during the day that we would knock on people's door and give out the tracts.
到了晚上的我但是那个时候我们遇见一个人他讲话特别不客气。
And we run into someone who was not very polite.
好像感觉我们的脸被打了一下似的。
We felt that we were slapped on the face.
但是到了晚上的时候弟兄们说我们还要打一些电话我们白天去发过单张这些人再邀请他们一下。
In the evening, the brother says, well, let us try to reach him, let's call him.
觉得很难做但是主的话说打你左脸把右脸也给他打一下。
Well, we felt it was such a big challenge. But since the Bible tells us to turn our face, then let's do it.
有的时候我们觉得读圣经并不容易。
A lot of times when we read the Bible, we feel it's so difficult.
特别我记得我一开始读圣经的时候是我导师送过的一本King James 老英文的圣经。
The first Bible that was given to me by my advisor was a King James version.
那我读的是似懂非懂。
I did not really understand it.
有的时候就觉得读不下去。
And a lot of times I could not continue.
但是感谢主那个圣经的前边呢有一段对圣经的描写我之前也和弟兄姐妹们分享过。
I have shared this with you before, and the first page of the Bible is such an inscription.
是对我来讲是一个非那个在那个时候出信主的时候非常大的激励。
It was a great experience as a new Christian at that time.
所以今天早晨为着我们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹们我要把这段文章再读一下。
For the younger Christians amongst us, I'd like to share this passage with you.
对一共有四段我读一段一段一段的中文和英文来读。
There are four paragraphs.
这里面讲到圣经包含神的心意世人的状态救赎的道路罪人的审判和信徒的福祉。他的经义神圣他的教训严谨他的历史真实他的定规不变。阅读他会使你智慧相信他使你安全实现他使你圣洁。它饱含指引你的光喂养你的粮满有安慰使你欢畅。
The first paragraph goes like this. Bible contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and the happiness of believers. Its doctrines are holy, its precepts are binding, its histories are true, and its decisions are immutable. Read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, practice it to be holy. It contains light to direct you, food to support you, and comfort to cheer you.
这是讲到圣经是怎样的一本书。
It talks about what kind of book Bible is.
是神的心意。
It's the mind of God.
它也说明了人在世上的状态。
And it talks about the condition of man on earth.
指出了救赎的道路。
It points a way of salvation.
是我们信徒的福祉。
And this is the basis of our faith.
第二节讲到说它是旅行者的地图, 是圣徒的拐杖, 随手的罗盘, 勇士的宝剑。 基督徒的宪章, 在这里乐园得以恢复, 天堂荣耀显现, 地狱也狰狞地显露出来。
The second paragraph goes like this. It is the traveler's map, the pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, the soldier's sword, and the Christian's charter. Here paradise is restored, heaven opened, and the gates of hell disclosed.
是我们每位信徒必不可少的。
This is something all of us as believers need.
第三节第三段讲到基督是其恢宏的主题, 世人的一处是他的设计, 神的荣耀是最后的目的。
And the third paragraph goes, Christ is its grand subject, our good its design, and the glory of God its end.
这里边讲到圣经的中心思想, 是耶稣基督。
It talks about the Bible's central theme is Jesus Christ.
但是它是为着人的益处写出来。
But it was written for the good of man.
最终的目的是要把荣耀归给神。
And its ultimate purpose is to glorify God.
第四节讲到我们应该怎样对待这本书。
And the fourth paragraph tells how we should handle this book.
它应当充满你的记忆, 统领你的心思, 引导你的脚步。 你当仔细地主角,经常地阅读,并以祷告之心反复默想。它是一个富饶的矿井,荣耀的乐园,喜乐的江河。它在你的生活中赐给,在审判的时候打开,在永恒中记忆。它涉及到最高的责任,它将对亲情言读者予以奖赏,对其轻蔑其神圣内容者罪与定罪。
And it reads, it should fill the memory, rule the heart, and guide the feet. Read it slowly, frequently, prayerfully. It is a mine of wealth, a paradise of glory, and a river of pleasure. It is given to you in life, will be opened in judgment, and will be remembered forever. It involves the highest responsibility, will reward the greatest labor, and will condemn all who trifle with its sacred contents.
我们非常感谢主，他把这本宝贵的圣经赐给我们。
We thank the Lord for having given us such a precious Bible.
深愿它充满我们记忆。
It fills our memory.
统领我们的心思。
And govern our heart.
引导我们的脚步。
And will guide our path.
我们就可以发现那是一个富饶的矿井。
This is like such a rich mine.
荣耀的乐园，喜乐的江河。
And a glorious, like a river.
时间的关系，我要快快的, 交通一下最后一点。
Because of limitation of time, I'll quickly share my last point.
最后一点是隐藏的生活。
And the last point is about a hidden life, our hidden life.
我们每个人得救都是个人被救出来的。
As we were saved individually.
但神的心意是建造一个团体的身体。
But God's will is to build a corporate body.
所以服事和聚会是非常重要的。
So assembly and service are very important.
是神的心意和目的。
And it is God's will and His purpose.
但是就我们个人的生活来讲, 那个隐藏的生活是非常重要的。
But as an individual, our inner life, our hidden daily life is very critical.
历史历代以来, 神一直用这个会幕, 圣殿, 和做例子, 那里边有一个幔子。
Throughout generations, God uses this veil as an example, as a parable, to indicate there's something behind it.
当主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们流血舍命的时候，那个幔子从上到下裂为两半。
When Jesus was bleeding on the cross and dying for us, for our sins, the veil, was torn asunder from top to bottom.
使我们每个人能够进入幔内。
So that we can enter into, behind the veil.
所以我们要过一个在主面前隐藏的生活。
So we need to lead a hidden life before the Lord.
这个建筑是需要用一砖一瓦你我每个弟兄姐妹们来建造的。
So when we build this corporate body, we have used every stone, every brick, you and me, to build it.
如果我们自己这个材料是不好的，那这个建筑最后也是不好的。
If we as the material is not of good quality, then the result would not be good.
当我们去观察这个建筑物的时候，我们会发现那个隐藏的部分在地底下我们并不是能够看得见的。
So when we examine a building, we cannot see the invisible foundation below ground.
但是却是非常非常重要。
But it's so critical.
所以我们个人在主面前这个隐藏的生活是非常重要。
So before the Lord, our hidden life is very critical.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
盼望着我们每天能够把最好的时间留出来。
I pray that we will save the best part of our day, of every day, for the Lord.
有的弟兄告诉我们说，如果我们不想在这一天当中遇见撒旦，我们就要在早晨的时候遇见主耶稣。
And someone has this saying that if we do not like to meet Satan during the day, then we better meet the Lord in the morning.
当然这不是个律法。
Of course, this is not like a law.
我们在生活当中什么时候是最好的时候?
So what is the best time of the day for us?
我们要把这段时间留出来给神。
We should reserve this time for the Lord.
在隐秘处。
In our inner chamber.
在你的内室, 在你的内室, 在幔内里边。
Within the veil in our inner chamber.
和神有最美好, 最真实的交通。
To have the best and the most true fellowship with the Lord.
这样我们才能够在它里边有真实的建造。
Then we can, our building can be solid.
盼望着圣灵帮助我们在这些基本的点上有操作, 有操练。
May the Holy Spirit help us to exercise on these basic points.
使我们的救恩的根基立于十字架之上。
And so that the foundation of our salvation is the cross.
使主的话语能够成为我们生命的粮食。
And may God's word become the bread of our life.
使我们能够常常进入幔内与神交通。
That we can enter within the veil to fellowship with God.
把我们生命的根基建造在这磐石之上。
And build our foundation of life on this rock.
它要经得起时间环境的考验。
It can stand the test of time and circumstances.
也经得起最后那个火的试验。
And finally, the test of fire.
使我们能在主来的日子能够欢颜去见他。
So when we can ushering the Lord joyfully.
我们再一起有些祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
是你把我们从罪和死亡当中拯救出来。
Because you have saved us out of death.
并且把我们要建造你自己的身体之上。
And you want to build us as part of your body.
主啊，我们感谢你把这些宝贵的话语赐给我们。
We thank you for having given us such precious word.
虽然我们的交通和领会都是非常有限的。
Even though our understanding and sharing is limited.
我们深愿圣灵帮助我们。
We pray the Holy Spirit help us.
听见你的话就去行。
To hear your word and put them into practice.
把我们的生命建造在你的磐石之上。
To build our life on the foundation that is you.
有一天我们和弟兄姐妹们一同欢欢喜喜地迎接你的再来。
One day, along with our brothers and sisters, to welcome your coming.
这样的祷告祈求奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们要欢迎一下第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
We would like to welcome those who are here for the first time.
如果是第一次来参加我们实体聚会的弟兄姐妹朋友们，我们请你们站起来做个简单的自我介绍。
And please stand up if you are here for the first time. Tell us your name and where you're from.
从我们右手边这边先开始。
The parents of Wu Jin from China.
欢迎你们。这边还有吗？
Anyone else? Yeah.
后边那一位姊妹开始。
Your name? Mm.
好，
欢迎。
欢迎你朋友。这边还有吗？后边这位。
加州来。
从加州来的。欢迎你。还有没有？这前边这位。
Okay.
欢迎你们。欢迎你。
He's from Canberra.
这边还有吗？
Anyone else on my right hand side?
没有的话，换我们左手边这一边。
My left hand side. Anyone?
这边有没有第一次来的？希望弟兄姐妹们有机会认识你们，欢迎你们。好，那我们下边有一些报告。
We have some announcements.
我们周间的聚会，星期二的祷告聚会和星期五的读经聚会和东南区周六的读经聚会仍然都是在线上举行。
All the weekday meetings, Tuesday prayer meeting, Friday night Bible study, and Southeast Regions Bible study on Saturday, all will be held online.
我们鼓励弟兄姐妹们，如果你还没有参加聚会的话，能够抽出时间能够进入这些聚会当中。
If you are not attending these meetings, please, you are encouraged to attend them.
下一个主日我们仍然是有擘饼聚会。
Next Sunday, we still have communion service.
早晨十点开始。
We'll begins at 10 o'clock.
我们主日的聚会除了儿童以外还是混合型的。
And the Sunday worship service, still is in hybrid mode, except the children's ministry.
我们在无论是在线上和会所的实体都在九点半的时候为了聚会有祷告，也欢迎弟兄姐妹们能够参加这个祷告。
Whether in person or online, there will be a prayer meeting before the service, at 9:30.
下一个主日有两位弟兄分享信息。
There will be two brothers sharing the message next Sunday.
李俊硕弟兄和王继言弟兄。
So Sherwin, Brother Sherwin, and Jen, yeah, will share the message.
吴静姊妹和柯英弟兄翻译。
Wu Jin and Ke Yun will translate for them.
请为弟兄姐妹们的服事祷告。
So pray for brother and sister who will be serving.
我们鼓励也欢迎弟兄姐妹们能够来参加实体聚会。
We encourage brothers and sisters to attend an in-person meeting.
但是如果弟兄姐妹们有任何的症状的话，还是请大家暂时留在家里参加线上聚会。
Yeah, if you have any symptoms, please stay home and join us online.
我们这边有一个报告，就是我们亲爱的张徐美云老姊妹于上一个周四6月16号已经安息主怀。
This announcement that our dear sister, Mrs. Zhang, went to be with the Lord last week.
我们中间很多弟兄姐妹们都认识她。
Many of us knew her.
她一生爱主，在我们中间做了美好的榜样。
He was such a good testimony throughout his life.
我们也感谢主给他高寿，他98岁。
And she was 98 years old when she passed.
也请弟兄姐妹们继续祷告纪念他家人。
And remember her family in your prayer.
我们也请弟兄姐妹们继续祷告，我们每个人都能够把我们的目光在生活当中定睛在主的身上。
We pray that our focus in our daily life is upon the Lord.
也求先求他的国和他的义。
Let's seek his Kingdom and righteousness.
使他真实的能够在我们的生活当中掌权。
That he can truly reign in our life.
还有弟兄姐妹来的时候可能看见我们会所正在建我们旁边这个篱笆。
You may have noticed that a fence for the church is being constructed.
请弟兄姐妹继续为着这个工程祷告。
And remember in prayer this, this project.
还有一些祷告的事项在我们的周报上请弟兄姐妹去看。
And other prayer requests, you can find, online.
好，我们今天早晨的聚会就停在这里。
That ends our morning's meeting.